Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, well, guess who's expecting a child now? The on-again, off-again couple, which is not what you want to hear when someone's pregnant.
No. No.
The on-again, off-again couple who just was decided they were back on is pregnant again. I'm talking about Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik from One Direction. Yeah, Zayn from One Direction. Nobody cares about him anymore. He tried to do the solo thing. It's not been that impressive, but he's kind of gone and been dating around. Remember, he was with Gigi, and then him and Gigi broke up, and then she had been with Joe Jonas. She left Joe Jonas for this guy. I mean, it's like all over the place.
It's the one song I remember from Zayn, right? Zayn and Taylor Swift.
Yes, this is one of his, one of his songs that he did after he quit One Direction.
Right.
I like that song. That's from
50 Shades.
I actually love that. I actually love that song, yeah. That's from 50 Shades of Grey. It's a sexy song.
It is.
But it's not,
he's no Harry Styles.
No, and she's a Victoria's Secret model. I mean, come on, dude. So Gigi Hadid is 20 weeks pregnant. They've been staying in Pennsylvania, of all places, which when I think about, I have a house in LA, and I guess you to isolate. They're at her family farm in Pennsylvania. Who knew? They must have a farm in the middle of nowhere there. I have no idea. Could you imagine? I want to go to my farm today.
Right?
Wouldn't it be nice? Like,
it's like
you wake
up
in the morning and you're like, do I want a farm? Do I want a lake? What kind of atmosphere do I want today?
Oh, these are the people that go up north for the weekend. They're like, oh, we're going to go up north to the cabin for the weekend. It's nice.
But then change it to being able to go anywhere for the weekend. Could you imagine?
So Zayn Malik and Gigi
Hadid, yes. Zayn from One Direction and Gigi Hadid.
You know what I
imagine? Victoria's Secret model. Her sister dates The Weeknd. I mean, I don't know how many ways I can try to play with this one.
I imagine their pool, their relationship is a big pool, all right? And there's a big leak in the pool, right? Like a baseball-sized hole in the side of the pool. Having this baby is like putting duct tape on that hole.
It is, and do you remember? She left Joe Jonas and her broke up, and all of a sudden she was with his friend Zayn, this guy.
You're saying this
so
is a
Joe Jonas is now married to Sophie Turner. I'm saying it's not a competition, okay? No. We do not need to all race to the altar here. They're only 25, Riggs.
They're not racing to the altar. That can be undone.
That's so young
now. You can't undo a child. You can't undo a child. You can undo a marriage.
You cannot definitely undo a marriage. Thank you.
See? Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. It's gray and gross all day today, so you weren't planning on doing anything anyways, were you now?
That's right. Well, people are driving to work right now. I mean, they're going somewhere, and they're pissed about it, but...
I really feel for people that their lives haven't changed at all, that are still having to go and wake up and go through the same rigmarole all day long.
Well, that's you, Riggs. I mean, I get up and do it from home, but you get up and go to work every day. I mean, our job's easy, so we're not complaining.
That's what I'm saying.
We're the most great. I mean, we're very, very lucky.
I'm not picking up trash. I'm not cleaning anything. So I have like the utmost respect for people that are doing all that work right now, that are doing it unnoticed, too.
healthcare like, oh, workers, oh, there's grocery doctors store
and,
workers.
Yeah, there's doctors, nurse.
Like, we had somebody texting yesterday that said, I work in the jails and nobody ever says thanks to me. Well, you know what? I consider you essential because...
A cop.
Yeah, you're a cop, essentially. If you work in a jail, yeah. I know you're not a police officer, but I consider you law enforcement. If you were keeping prisoners, if you're a parole officer, yes, thank you for your...
Well, they're not getting the attention because of all the jail outbreaks.
Right,
the problem is we're focused on the outbreaks in the jail, and of course we are... That's one of... I saw that text, Riggs, and I just want to say that's one of those texts where I kind of roll my eyes and go, of course we appreciate you, duh.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even... We don't even... Do we have to say that out loud? Okay, I'll say it out loud. I appreciate you, and
working
thank you that
jail.
You're going...
Thank you.
That
yes.
you're going to a place where there are a lot of cases. I get it. It's the same as, you know, it's scary.
I think there were over 100
we appreciate
in,
you.
In the Franklin prison alone that I heard about. So, yeah.
It's not the only one. There's no. And it's a lot of them. Yeah.
There's a lot of them. One thing to be wary of is people coming after your money because you got government stimulus is going out.
Uh-huh.
You got people sending, you got a text this morning about a tax refund, right? Because you
out
already
of nowhere,
filed for your taxes. Yeah.
Riggs and I were sitting here on FaceTime. I had a text come through at 6 a.m. It scared me. I go, what? Who's
uh-huh.
texting me? It was them telling me the H&R Block saying your federal refund's on the way.
That's good.
And I said, well, thank you very much.
Right.
Because I already got the state one. But that's the most, if, when I looked at Google the other day, Riggs, the most Googled questions were, where is my stimulus check?
See?
That was it.
Everybody
was
wants
it.
To know. Everybody wants yeah. to know. And if you've gotten yeah. it, great. If you haven't, yeah, I don't know what to tell
but
you.
But how, now you got refunds and stimulus, and uh-huh. you know, it's like, ah!
But it's prime yeah. for the picking for people trying to get money from you. So they're saying now the new scam is people saying that they're doing student loan forgiveness. They'll send a message saying we're forgiving student loans, so
uh-huh.
enter your information, we can get you taken care of, and all of those will be wiped out. That's what the government's doing. And I was like, no, don't fall for that. Like, they're
right.
never going to reach out to you in a text message or an email asking for your information. That's not mm-hmm. how it works. It,
no.
just, it isn't.
No.
Now,
there's some
you,
common sense things
yeah.
where it's like, just don't give someone your info.
If it feels fishy, it probably is fishy. Now, student loans have been, there's forbearance going through September. So all student, federal student loans are forgiven through, not forgiven, they're delayed, I guess.
Delayed.
Yeah. Because there's no interest. They don't accrue any interest between now and September.
Right.
But you don't
Good.
Have to pay between now and September. So
mm-hmm.
there's help that's being done. That's the Wisconsin CARES Act to help you out. But don't, if it feels fishy, don't do it. All right. Just
yeah. And I just got a text from my cable guy saying, nobody cares about us cable people.
We care about you too. And plumbers.
He was,
Jesus.
He was
working.
Being funny.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so congratulations to Zayn from One Direction, Zayn Malik, and his girlfriend Gigi Hadid expecting a baby. She's about 20 weeks along. Whatever. Okay, moving on with our lives. Great.
Way to go. Just break up already. Don't have a kid to try to fix a relationship. That's a
yeah.
stupid idea.
Well, and they, whatever. They've been on and off, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll last forever, the getting married at 25 in Hollywood. Not
yeah.
getting married, just having a baby. It'll definitely last forever.
Well,
the
baby will last forever. That's about it.
The baby?
Yeah.
Your connection, yeah. No, but listen to this. So I had to tell this story because it's too funny. So what are celebrities doing? They're bored. You think they're not road tripping? Of course they are, and they've been busted, okay?
Oh.
Kendall Jenner. And this actually might be a good debate on another day about whether this is appropriate. Because think about this. They left California, who has one of the biggest numbers of tests.
Yeah.
They drove. And then there's pictures of them stopping in Arizona at a rest area. So think about it. This is the perfect example of how
right.
COVID can spread across state lines, right? Easily.
Right.
I'm not saying they have it and they're not being safe. I'm just saying this is a perfect example. So they go, they get busted. It's her and Devin Booker, who I had to Google. He plays for the Suns.
Yeah.
And
a handsome
he's a
fella.
Cutie.
Got a little baby
he
face on him.
Oh, he's adorable. I
yeah.
Googled him. I went, who is this little cutie? So Kendall Jenner, Devin Booker, he's like what? How tall are they? 6'5". She's 5'10", Kendall Jenner.
Okay.
And then they've got bodyguards following them back to his $200,000 car at the rest area.
Oh, he's got a Maybach or whatever?
Yeah. So it didn't take long for people to recognize them. So yeah, I just thought that was, so there they are in Sedona. They're going to Sedona.
Jeez.
And they stop at a rest area. And I'm like, you're not flashy at all. You couldn't have driven a Prism or something.
Rented a Kia? Come on now.
Like, what the hell? Come on.
That
like,
is a good question, though. I mean, if they're going,
you literally got, but that's their reality, to get in a $200,000 car and drive and sit in the back seat like it's normal. That's their life. That's how, not in the same reality, them to us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not in the same world. Right?
Yeah, that's different than like just you and your kids or like me and my wife going somewhere. I mean, they have drivers and bodyguards. They're bringing a whole entourage with them. That's ridiculous.
Think about, I mean, even if it's, you're adding more. If I was the bodyguard, I'm like, you're going to drive me across state lines right now.
He's going to say, hell yeah, here's your $1 million check or whatever. Your crazy huge check. Okay, sure.
We talked about all the people not getting thanked. What about the bodyguards? They're apparently, they've turned out to be essential for these rich people, okay?
Yeah, let me line up for Bodyguard Appreciation Day. Sure.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So aside from your mind, what did you misplace in your house? To 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. What happened?
I know I do this a lot, Riggs, but it's hit a whole new level. I mean, first of all, how do you lose stuff during a quarantine? It's like, I didn't even leave the house, okay?
Right.
So that was the only positive about this story, is that I knew it was in my house somewhere. It wasn't like I was going, did I leave it at the store?
Did you leave it at the office?
Think about those thoughts you have when you lose something. It's like, is it here? Is it there?
All the places you've gone. Were you at a restaurant? Yeah. Did it drop it? Did it fall out on the floor at a restaurant? Who knows?
Yeah. Remember those days? Well, now it's like, well, I know it's in my house.
Has to be.
But nothing's making sense because I'm looking everywhere. And I set my phone down and now I don't know where it is and I can't call it because I don't have it. Uh-huh. And my kids are too little to have phones, so they can't call me.
Uh-huh.
So here we are. So I start looping. And I brought Owen in here, my 8.5-year-old, because Owen, like, how often do you think mommy misplaces stuff?
Pretty often. You forget something like every 3 seconds.
Every 3 seconds. Look at that.
Every 3 seconds. And then how often do you have to turn to mommy and say, mommy, you forgot to get me goldfish?
Well, you always forget it.
See?
I'm a hot mess, right?
You are.
And I knew my kid would stand up for me on that and say, yeah, our mommy forgets everything, right? Yeah. So I'd lost my phone and I'm doing a loop because I had like made lunch for the kids. I had done this and that. So I couldn't figure out in the process where it went.
Hey, when you lose your phone, how many times do you go, I'll just call so and I can't do that? How many times do you think of something you can do with your phone while you're looking for your phone?
Yeah, 100% all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
So where the hell was it?
Then I go up to the kids. I say, did you steal my phone?
Okay.
And then Owen says,
why'd we do that?
Because I know you and you would steal my technology. It was in. I did a loop. I went back to everywhere I'd been. Nothing. Did another loop. Nothing. You know where I finally found it?
Where?
In the dang pantry, Riggs.
In the pantry?
I had set it down clearly to get something out. Goldfish, food.
Mommy, I remember telling you that that I was trying to tell you, but you were too busy, that it was literally in the pantry.
Okay, that's a lie. Okay, that's a lie.
I've been trying to tell you, but you're always everywhere, and I have my foot.
It's so honest.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell
you. I could totally see him doing that. You mean your mommy wasn't listening to you? What?
That's a fact, okay? And you know what? It goes both ways in this house. Vice versa, my friend.
He's going on about dragon games or whatever he's talking about. You probably tune him out, too.
Oh, if I had my name. I'll tell you this another day, another story. My nanny trying to watch their YouTube channel.
Oh, God. Yes.
She said
so
it was
you
fascinating.
Finally found it. You misplaced it. It was in your damn pantry the whole time. That's where your phone was.
It was sitting in my pantry with the door closed. I mean, I had to go open the pantry, and there it was, just sitting right there. Yeah.
I set my keys one time in the freezer. Right?
Yeah.
Thinking that I would like, oh, I'll remember surely they're in the freezer. Yeah. I had a bunch of frozen stuff and they were in my hand with the stuff. This was months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I set them in my freezer, not thinking about it, going about my day until the next day when I'm looking around the entire house, tearing everything up left and right, looking in my pockets, looking in my car. Maybe it fell in between the seat. I'm freaking out. I don't know where my key is to start my car. Because you've got one of the smart keys. Your car won't start without it.
Yes. And that's even more annoying.
Yes.
Or if it does the opposite, have you ever had the key get lost in the car?
Yes, I have had that happen as well.
And then you know the car will start, but you're worried will start because somebody could steal it. You're
where
I don't know where the key fell, and I don't know where it went.
That's where I was afraid it was. I was afraid it was in the car, my keys. So I spent literally 3 hours looking for my keys, furious with my wife. And she goes, did you look somewhere ridiculous? And I go, what, like the freezer? Wait a minute. And I remembered they were still in the freezer. And it still worked, by the way. What did you misplace in your house?
It still worked.
Still worked, yeah. 414-799-1037. You can also text to 71037.
Yeah, text to 71037. Did you have one more thing to say? It better be profound.
Yeah, it better be.
Quick.
Mommy, you can't you?
Okay, the song's
fired.
Starting.
You're
later.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
We've actually got some pretty crafty listeners. People are texting into 71037 about stuff that they've lost or even how to find their phones. Did you see that one, Allie?
Dude, I am loving the texts to 71037 because, like you said, they are crafty. They're giving me ideas I hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
Somebody said that they, if you have an Alexa set up in your household, you could set your phone up and Alexa calls it inside your house. Well, I don't have an Alexa because my kids keep begging for one, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't want one, because they're going to sit there all day long and talk to it. It's going to annoy me.
Yeah. Or order things that you don't know about. Put things on the
list.
Oh,
I've been around them with an Alexa.
Yeah.
They're like, it never ends. Alexa, play a song. The song starts. Alexa, play a different song. It's so annoying.
Alexa will work with us, by the way. If you say play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee, it'll play our radio station.
I want one as an adult. I don't want my kids annoying me on it.
Yeah.
But they said use the Alexa to have it call your phone. That's really smart.
Somebody else said I have an iPhone. When I lose it in the house, I start shouting, "Hey Siri," hoping that she'll answer. Because if you have your phone set up.
That is genius.
That's pretty smart. Because if you have your phone set up for the Hey Siri, she listens. Look, my phone's going right now. It started right now.
Yeah,
it'll recognize your voice.
Too.
So if you're close enough to it, it'll go, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand." So then, that's a pretty good idea right there.
You're right. And it's so loud when it does that. Siri's like, "Ding, ding. I'm sorry. What did you say? Ding, ding." I'm like, shut up.
Say those two words again. That made me excited. You're right. That was so good.
What? Stop it.
Good morning.
I love these texts, though. Yeah.
Ashley's calling in. Good morning, Ashley. Are you there? Oh, no. Oh, no. Our phones are crapping.
I can read a text
Ashley's
while
gone.
You're going to them. Somebody said.
Jenny.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody lost their phone in a loaf of bread. Is this a real story?
Gotta be.
They said, lost my cell phone in the house one night after a couple adult beverages. Well, decided to make a sandwich. After I got dropped off, I found it the next night in a loaf of bread wrapped up in the.
Hey, man, you're hungry.
Cupboard. They put the phone and the bread in the cupboard. That's hysterical.
Jenny's in Racine. Jenny, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. I'm here.
Oh, good, Jenny. What did you misplace? What happened?
So mine isn't necessarily a story about losing something in my house, but when you guys were talking about the smart keys, it reminded me. I had just gotten my car, and I never had a smart key before, and I live in Racine, and I had driven to Kenosha to pick up a pizza from Papa John's, and got the pizza, got all the way home, and for some reason it dawned on me to find my keys to, you know, unlock the house before I got in, and I couldn't find my keys anywhere. I tore up my car. Mm-hmm. I was so frustrated, and so I thought I better start retracing my steps. Sure enough, I called Papa John's in Kenosha, and they had my keys, so thank God I didn't shut my car off.
That's right, because your car, you couldn't start your car back up if you turned it off.
Wait a second. Okay, hold on, though. Hold on. But then I have a question. I have a real question. I thought the car won't go if the key is not within range, though.
So
am I wrong?
Literally outside the door of Papa John, so I think that's probably why it continued to go, but it literally went all the way back to Racine, all the way to my house before I realized my keys were not in it.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
No,
Riggs?
It does.
How does
because,
the car keep going without the key? That blows my mind. I didn't think that was possible.
Doesn't it ding at you if the key isn't in the car? My car will like ring at me until I get the key back inside of it.
So, you know, silly me, I turned off that ding because it
you did? Got annoying.
Oh, girl.
Screwed yourself.
Look,
oh, man,
I know
Jenny.
We don't want too much ding-ding in our lives these days, girlfriend, but we need the ding-ding because we need the ding-ding when we lose our keys, okay? Let the ding-ding live.
The ding-ding's there for a reason. Now turn off the... Jenny sounds like the person you also...
Is.
Did you disable the seatbelt ding-ding too? Because that got annoying.
No,
can I tell you... Wait, listen to this. This is relatable, too, because I've almost done this. I want to read this with Jenny on the phone. Somebody texted into 71037 and said, "Forgot I left my car running for 2 hours because I have the damn push button start and forgot about it."
What?
If your car's quiet enough, like I've pulled into my garage and not realized it was still running, like put it in park and then been like, "Oh, my God, my car's still running because the music's on." But if you don't remember to push the button.
Oh, yeah. It's just
you see
sitting
what
there
I mean?
Running, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I've done that. So I get it, what that person did. I mean, two hours? Oh, God.
I thought they hit like a remote start. Like, okay, that makes sense.
No, they just got out and didn't hit the button, and I've done
sitting
that.
Sitting there running?
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny,
yeah.
Thanks for calling. What are you doing this morning, by the way? Are you driving into work? Are you coming home from work? What's going on with you this morning?
I'm actually sitting in the parking lot waiting to go into work. I work at Ascension in Racine.
Oh, well, thank you for your work.
Oh,
nursing?
That's healthcare.
What do you do in healthcare? What do you do there?
I work in the OBGYN department here at the hospital.
Still important.
Hey, girl, we love you.
We love you, too.
Hey, well, thanks so much
for calling. I'm sure all the gynecologists are loving the lack of shaving these days.
May your life be full of...
I hope that people have more time to do it.
Yes.
We do, but we don't.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Today is Wednesday. It's hump day if you're still keeping track of middle of the week. If it feels like the middle of the week for you, that's great.
To whoever texted in that their kids love to tell Alexa to pass gas and fart,
Allie,
and whatever. And and then you wrote them back. And guess what they said? They said, Riggs wrote this person back and said, it must be true love. And they said, oh, that must be Riggs writing me back. Because you're right. I would never say what a great thing that your kids won't stop.
Allie, I just spent the last 5 minutes in the office down the hall playing with the Alexa. When you ask it to fart, it is hilarious. As a 7-year-old boy, if you have boys, please let them do it just for a laugh. Because
it's annoying.
It will occupy them for at least 15 minutes, though, because they have...
I know. Riggs, you're 35, and I had to get off of here. I said, I'm putting my headphones down because I can't listen to this crap anymore. It's literally Riggs laughing and just doing it repeatedly like my children.
She encourages it. Alexa encourages it. She's like, why did you ask me to play a dry, wispy fart? And I was like, what? That's a thing?
Ugh.
I was like, that's great. Alexa, why not make things better? People are making things
believable.
Better. You got to laugh a little bit. Did you see that? Obviously, a lot of people are wearing masks now with the coronavirus pandemic.
That's what they've recommended. That's the whole issue.
Yeah. I went to a Costco yesterday, and I would say probably 90% of people wearing them yesterday. Costco, really good. Like, they have the flow of people down. They have everything wiped down very well. They have it running very smooth. Props to them.
Did you see the footage yesterday of the entire task force for coronavirus, which is led by our vice president?
Yeah.
Did you see them go visit some of the healthcare workers? And they were all wearing masks except for Pence, and it became the whole story of the day.
Like, I didn't.
He's on the task force telling people to wear masks. Everyone with him's wearing one. The doctors were wearing one, and he wasn't.
Right.
And they were just, it was just interesting. I mean, I'm not going to get political, but they were talking about how it takes away from them talking about the virus, because then we were talking about why he didn't have a mask on and blah, 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 blah. You get where the circle went last night.
Right. Masks can make things hard for some people in those a small population of people, mostly deaf people. I didn't even think about this. People who are deaf are having a problem with a lot of people wearing face masks in public because
they read lips.
Read lips and facial expressions as well. And half your face is covered up with a mask, or 3/4 of your face almost is covered up with a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman in Wauwatosa is making these masks for deaf people that have, they're the same type of PPE, but there's a clear, like, plastic part over the mouth, so you can see someone talking through the mask. You can see the mouth, you can see the lips, you can see them.
I've seen these on Facebook or somewhere where people just posted like that you could do it, and I think it's genius. I mean, that's the thing. It, with people with disabilities, we have to find ways to make them able.
Because then you put the deaf person in an awkward situation asking, can you pull down your face mask to talk? And no, you're not going to do that because then you're touching it and you're spreading germs. There's cross-contamination. So this is a genius way to kind of help out that community.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. No, I love it. Good thinking.
Thought it was good.
I agree. And somebody that said Alexa has a mute button who texted in to 71037. Thank you.
No. While you're at it, go ask Alexa to make fart sounds, please. Everybody.
Alexa, play 103.7 KISS FM now.
Do that too, yes. Alexa, play 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee. We've set off at least 3 of them, Allie. At least. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, I am totally interested in this whole story because of everything I've been reading about it. Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari, he filed for divorce, actually. I don't know if you know all this. He filed, then she filed, okay? What a mess, right?
He filed first and then she filed?
Yes. Yes, and he didn't cite anything bad in his. When she filed, she did. She cited marital misconduct and irreconcilable differences. So, of course, you want to know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Marital misconduct, right? It could mean so many things. So they
cheating?
Talked to a lawyer.
Is it stealing?
Well, I'm going to answer that because it was interesting what the experts said. They said, well, this is the quotes from the experts. They said, I'm not surprised people want to get divorced in quarantine. All this time together certainly can cause marital issues if they're not there already, if you're already having them.
Yeah.
And it said, the person said, I'm surprised that they went forward during the quarantine when the courts are kind of at a halt. Things aren't really moving right now, so it's strange that they filed in the middle of all this. And they said, and people are bored, so it's a perfect distraction, right? So people actually are paying attention.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, she cited marital misconduct, and they said that could mean a lot of different things, and I have actual examples of what that could mean. They said that it could mean something like some kind of adultery. Under Tennessee law, it might not be, they said, but it's an at-fault state. So basically, she is basically saying that she believes that her husband has been treating her in some way unfairly, and she can't cohabitate with him anymore. Okay?
Is this the new irreconcilable differences?
I guess, because she cited both of these things, Kristen Cavallari. They said that inappropriate marital conduct can refer to many things, right? Yep. And they said it could be, you know, it's unclear. It could be infidelity. It could be abuse. It could be all kinds of things. It could be emotional anguish from the affair if they're cheating, that you're saying this person is literally making me crazy in quarantine, right? So they're saying it's all these things, but she will have to go into court in Tennessee and prove the marital misconduct if they don't come to an agreement. So I'm hoping. Actually, I'm not hoping that. That's awful. They have three kids. We don't want the three kids to know this kind of stuff. So I don't hope it gets out there. I hope they come to an agreement. But if they don't, Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari will end up in court, and she will have to prove why she said marital misconduct, and then we'll know everything.
Ooh.
Because the rumors were there on the show that he was sleeping with her best friend. Okay? And then the best friend has denied it. Her and her best friend aren't friends anymore. I don't know the story. That's all. I'm just telling you the little bits and pieces I know about Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari.
You draw your own conclusion. I still hate Jay Cutler. I think he sucks.
Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley. A lot of restaurants and bars, not really. You can't go out to those anymore. They're all doing curbside pickup or delivery options, right? My whole reservation with this, Alley, has been not that I don't want to support a local business, because I totally do, but there's something to be said about having your food served to you right away, and it comes out on the plate when you're there, and it's freshly cooked, it's hot, it's ready to go.
Right.
You can eat
it's
right
a different experience, but we don't want to sound like entitled brats, which we are. I get
not
it.
At all.
I get it.
But
right.
I'm saying it's different when you have something like a cheese curd that's so good when it comes out of the fryer and it's hot and ready right there. When you put it in the wax paper, and then you put the styrofoam container, whatever container in it, and then you put it in the bag, and you pick it up, and you put it in your car, and then you go home, and then you unpackage it. In that whole process, I think it loses some of the flavor a little bit. I'm like, oh, man, it's still good, and I love supporting
the local
business.
Well, not flavor, just freshness.
Yes, that's it, yes. And again, I'm sounding totally entitled when I'm saying this, but it's part of my reservation of ordering out sometimes.
Yeah,
so when
I
saw that this restaurant was doing this, I was like, that's pretty smart.
Doing
if restaurants started offering it. Mimosa is a restaurant in Franklin, right? Yeah, I think they have another one.
They have a few.
I know the one in Franklin, and that's so dope. So good for like brunch and everything.
Place, right?
Yeah. But they're offering curbside pickup and delivery, but they're sending the ingredients out to actually make them at your house.
Oh, it's a meal kit. It's a meal kit.
Essentially, yes. It is a meal kit.
It is a meal kit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious about this. I have seen other businesses doing this. I've seen people bring. Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yes.
Oh, because I've seen on social, like on Instagram stories and whatnot. I've seen people pick up meals that you then have to cook from a restaurant, which is interesting to get them. And I've seen them advertising meal kits like that.
Uh-huh.
And I've also seen them advertise a full catered meal for four, you know, from a restaurant that you can pick up, and it's hot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm with you. Like,
because when I get home, it's not hot anymore. I got to heat it up either in the oven or the microwave. And then I feel like
but
it loses some of them. It's not the
same.
Can
I be honest?
It's not the same.
I don't want to. I know we have time on our hands. I'd rather just pick it up done. I don't want to get the meal kit. I don't want the meal kit. If I'm going to go get a meal kit, it's only to support a business. It's not because I give a crap about cooking the meal. Right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's literally, I have no interest in cooking it. Now, a lot of people do that like to cook. Great.
And I do.
But I'm glad the option is there to just pick up the cooked meal. You prefer the meal kit?
I would love the meal kit. 100%. Okay. If I could have if I wanted a steak from, let's say like Moe's or something like that. Or what's a good steak
place? Oh, you could never perfect it like Moe's, though. That's the damn problem.
No, you couldn't. But I would much rather have the raw meat and buy it from them directly, support them locally, and then bring it home and cook it myself. Do it all there. And some restaurants are doing that too. Like, they're selling their produce and their meats and everything as a grocery.
Did you get any? Have you gotten a pickup meal?
Not yet.
I was going to ask you how it went. So then somebody texted to 71037 because I've seen people doing this on Facebook and Insta. And I know people are picking up meal kits. You can do it for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I've seen this for other places, for waffles and pancakes.
71037. Have you done it? How's it working? We want to talk about it next. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, it's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. We're talking about food at home when you're bringing it from a restaurant. Some restaurants now are offering meal kits that they're delivering. They're sending home with you. Mm-hmm. So you get a whole meal kit. Like, I was talking about how Mimosa does this. There's one in Brookfield. There's one in Franklin that does this. And somebody texted in to 71037. I ordered from Mimosa at Brookfield. Exceptional service. Someone dropped it off at my house. The entire bag with ingredients was aesthetically pleasing. What are you, a Yelp reviewer? With exact directions?
Yes, it's clearly the owner of Mimosa.
Maybe it probably was.
I'm kidding.
It could have been, though. Somebody else said, I'm a manager at a restaurant where we're sending home food kits for people and providing online cooking classes for them to learn and see how we actually are cooking and presenting things.
Can I get some info on that? Some more.
Yeah, that person that texted in, call us, 799-1037. I'd love to give your business some love on the air. Or just text in the name of your business. That's fine.
I just want to hear about a new hobby I can start that I'm never going to continue. That's what I want to hear.
Bobby in Sussex texted in to 71037. He said, Riggs, you got to try Kettle Range on State right next to Saz's Small Butcher Shop with weekly menu, meal kits.
Stop. What's it called?
It's called...
You had me at meat.
Kettle Range. It's apparently Kettle Range. They have weekly menu plus meal kits and a slow cooker meal. A slow cooker meal all put together?
Kettle Range Meat. I found it.
Is that what it is? Oh, I love it.
Kettle Make. Yes. Free delivery. Yeah. And I said, you have some of the other breakfast places. I saw Brunch, which has a couple locations. They have meal kits where you can make, I'm pretty sure, pancakes and waffles, and it comes with all of it. That's the kind of stuff I get. Make a waffle at home. It's different, versus driving across town with it.
Exactly. Yeah. You just pour it in. A couple ingredients makes it easy.
I'm not down to cook my own food, but I think this is genius. I'd rather order it ready to go, but I think this is great for people that are down for that.
I think that guy's calling in, or woman is calling in. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Chris. I just texted in about my restaurant doing the cooking class.
Oh, cool. The cooking class, the online cooking class. Chris, what's the name of your restaurant?
I work at the Kenosha Country Club.
Okay. So you guys are offering, so basically people can order from, do they order it online? Do they call you to order these meals? How does it work?
Mm-hmm. They call us, it's a member-only place, so we set up a date and a time that we're going to do it, and we're basically sending it home a kit for them, whether it's 4, 8, 10 people, and they get all the ingredients, and we're going to Zoom chat it where they actually follow us and cook with us.
Basically. Oh, and then they see how to do the presentation and everything as well. That's nice.
Smart.
Yes. And we're also doing cooking classes, videos every 2 days where it's cutting up vegetables, cleaning fish, cleaning meat, things like that, just to keep our members entertained.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Are you getting a good response from that? A lot of people taking advantage of it?
Yeah.
We've had a ton of people on the videos liking everything. We're going to start doing some where we do bartending videos where I'm showing them how to make drinks and cocktails.
Oh, wow.
All different types of things. So far it's been a great turnout. We're looking forward to doing our first cooking class online.
Nice. Well, thanks for calling. Huh. We appreciate you listening this morning.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. Somebody else texted in to 71037. Taproom in South Milwaukee has drink kits. Good service, drink kits.
Well, think about it. You drove through and picked up. You picked up wine.
No, it was a beer. It was a beer drive-through.
Whatever. What's the difference? I mean, it's the same thing,
right? Just a booze.
I don't. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
We'll still read your text to 71037. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. At the end of the day, it's fun. It's good to support a local business. You know,
of course.
And if they can offer something cool like that with a meal kit.
Well, if we're gonna get creative, let's do it.
Exactly. It's Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:53. Today is Wednesday. In case you're wondering what day it is, there's your day check. Wednesday. You can go
Thank
to 1037kissfm.com. We were just talking earlier about restaurants that are offering delivery and curbside pickup. 1037kissfm.com has a whole list of local spots that you can help support during this pandemic because a lot of local places are getting hit pretty hard.
Yep.
And a lot of places are having to adapt to the new times. You're seeing more and more stores are offering delivery and carry out. Yep. Grocery stores as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't gone in the grocery store in over a month. I order it on an app through Pick and Save. I roll up to the parking lot, call a phone number. They walk out, bring it out, and I leave. Super
I
easy.
Go when my kids are gone. I've done pickup, but I've also had to go in here and there for some essential things. Yeah. I think I went over a week ago or so.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting. Every time you go in, it's less people in there.
Yeah. It's getting less and
more
less.
More masks than less now. Before it was less masks. You know, it's different. It's different.
It keeps changing all the time. Look, Trader Joe's. You're familiar with Trader Joe's, right? There's one up in.
Of course, I love Trader Joe's, man.
There's a couple Trader Joe's around here. They have said that
Bayshore. You got Brookfield. I don't know if there's any more, but those are the two.
Trader Joe's says they're going to be one. At least them. They're not going to offer delivery or pickup anytime soon.
Wait.
Trader Joe's says they will not do delivery.
So they've been closed and they won't offer it.
No, they're open. You just have to go into the store, actually, the physical
store. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Duh.
You can still go in.
All out in my mind.
Well, Trader Joe's has always, they said they pride themselves on their people. And they say they tried the delivery option once, but they said economically it didn't make sense for them because they had to spend so much money on the delivery, the logistics of it and everything. They said they would rather invest that money in their people, in their store, and keep their employees working there, keep them employed, rather than creating that option and watering down the product. That's what they say. I don't know if it's going to pan out bad or good for them. I'm sure people are still going to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Where else can you get the two-buck chuck, bro? Two-buck chuck.
Yeah, but, well, that, I guess we could debate whether the two-buck chuck is an essential trip or not.
Hey, when you're out, it's an essential trip.
You're out, right, when you're right, out, right.
If liquor stores are still essential, yeah, it's essential.
You know, I haven't been to Trader Joe's, so there's that, obviously. Yeah. But that's interesting. I understand why they don't want to do it if it's going to cost them too much.
Yeah.
I would also think it would hurt them at a time like this. I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. You know what I mean?
The vice president of marketing is saying that they realize the distancing will come to an end. And when that does, there'll be a friendly store employee there to help you find your favorite product. That's another cool thing about Trader Joe's. When you're there, they're awesome. Like, the employees are very helpful. Yeah.
There's too many employees, quite frankly. Because have you ever been in one and you can't get to anything because they're all counting stuff with a clipboard? Right. And I'm like, what do you do here?
They're all taking
inventory. Why are you blocking? Stop blocking the cheese already. Like, that's actually my big complaint about Trader Joe's is there's always someone counting something with a clipboard in the way, and I hate it.
They have too many people there that defeat the purpose, which is what they want to do. So maybe Trader Joe's isn't for you. They're too much about their people for you.
You know, I said I loved them, but maybe I need out.
I'm sure. Trader Joe's, you're going to have to go to the store if you want your Trader Joe's to get your two-buck chuck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Right now, we're commercial-free, which is a great thing to be. You can listen on the radio.com app. Download that for free in the App Store. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. Wow. Okay, this is very interesting. So, first, let me tell you about Tyler Perry and how he is going to keep his Atlanta studio open.
How is he going to do this? He's going to make a Madea movie
because
by himself?
Well, if you're paying attention, there's a big fight. The mayor of Atlanta and the governor of Georgia are fighting. The governor of Georgia reopened. The Atlanta mayor said, we're not ready. We're not in a place for that.
I've seen the meme.
Anyway,
I've seen the meme where it said, they said we can go outside.
It's hysterical.
What'd your mama say? Because she's a woman. Yeah. Daddy said we can go outside. What did your mama say?
Right. So listen, Tyler Perry is like, well, I want to reopen my studio in Atlanta, but I don't want anyone getting sick. We have to be responsible. I'm not even sure if I should be doing this.
Fair.
So he set it up to to have 100 employees get tested. Okay. Luckily, all 100 came back negative.
Okay.
And his future plan now is to have cast and crew living on the set for 3 weeks at a time.
Okay.
Makes sense, kind of. Because
yeah.
he's basically quarantining them. And he said, I'll shoot 22 damn episodes in 2 weeks if I have to. That's what he said.
Yeah, I guess.
He's like, I will do whatever I got to do. But he's like, you know, we've tested them. We will continue to test them. And then I want them to live and work on the set until we're done. Which is, I don't, you can, I mean, you got your phone. What's the problem? I think that's great.
If the employees are willing to do it and they're willing to take that risk and they're willing to sign on and do that, then go let them do that, I think.
Go live on a set for 3 weeks and keep your job.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess maybe if you had children, that might be an issue.
True.
If you were a single parent.
Right.
I don't know how all that's working out as the single parent in me starts to wonder, but yeah.
And what do you do when that one rogue idiot sneaks out at night yeah. and goes, I'm going to go out and party. I'll be right back.
You know what?
It's just me.
Riggs, maybe in my land, we're creating a perfect little community where you've got nannies on set. You know, in my world,
right.
in my world, you've got it all taken care of, right?
Of course.
You got catering in-house. You got childcare in-house. You kind of are living like a cult.
I'm sure.
It's like if you could think about Waco, Texas, right?
Let's say all-inclusive resort with less violence, maybe.
Pretty much.
Childcare
right.
and everything.
And it's like being in a David Koresh cult, but you don't have to sleep with the head honcho.
Okay. Or it's like being at a sandals resort. Whatever you want to pick, I don't care. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, it's 9:44. Good morning. Hi.
Morning.
Everybody's here
Good
for
morning.
My, everybody was here for my meltdown a couple minutes ago, Allie, when you were off of FaceTime and everything locked up, the computer problem, because there was nothing on the radio. So I went on the radio and I was like, I don't know what's happening. Riggs is losing his mind. There's no commercials. Here's a DJGA Club Kiss mix that you'll get for a couple minutes.
See, even we have problems too, people.
I hate breaking the fourth wall.
We have technical stuff.
Because you listening right now give zero Fs about what I'm dealing with in my little radio station right now, just like I give zero Fs about whatever job you're doing. But it affected me right now, and I thought you should know. And I have a microphone, and you don't. So there you go.
Hey, there's somebody at work freaking out today, too. Don't worry. They can relate. Don't worry.
Good. I need to drink. Is it time to drink yet?
Riggs, quarantine time says drinking's when work's over. 10 a.m. work's over. Go, friend.
Fair.
You have achieved it today.
What did you learn on the show this morning? Did you learn anything this morning?
Uh-huh. I learned that Riggs is interested in these meal kits that restaurants are now prepping, where you actually can go pick up maybe your favorite meal or a meal you like and just cook it at home. They give you all the ingredients. So instead of going and picking up a cooked meal, they're getting creative and doing pickup meal kits, and a lot of people are doing this.
Yeah.
I'm getting emails daily from different chains and local restaurants that are doing it, and I think it's great. Where did you see it?
Some guy down in Racine said he's doing it, and they're doing like a virtual cooking class as well. I saw this at Mimosa, which is awesome brunch food. So good.
A breakfast place.
Yeah, and they'll deliver it to your door, so you'll have brunch ready to go at your door. All you have to do is add a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, I would think. You could probably...
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the meal kits, it's like the best waffles and pancakes. Like, I was looking at brunches, and it's like, whoa, I could take this home and make them? Yeah, because pancakes don't really travel well, do they?
They don't, no. Some food doesn't travel well, and that's great for that.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I learned something from you that you, like many people, are misplacing things in their own house during quarantine, including your very own phone that you left in the pantry? Somehow.
Yeah, it's amazing I know where my kids are, quite frankly. I'm surprised I haven't lost them in this house.
You'd lose your head if it wasn't attached to your shoulders. That's what my grandma
always
said to me.
Your grandma's a wise woman, let
she
me
was,
tell you.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't find my phone, and so I was retracing my steps. The only good part was you haven't left the house, so you know it's in there somewhere.
Exactly.
For once, you're not going to seven locations looking for your phone. But I went to seven locations in my house until I finally found it in the pantry, where I had gone in to get a snack for my kids, set it down, left it, and moved on with my life.
Exactly. I will search all 1,600 square feet of this place.
This is the only problem when you have yoga pants with no pockets, right, ladies?
There you go. That's why you get them with pockets, dude. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Are you going to hang out and broadcast from home for a little while longer?
I will. Maybe I'll even let my kids come on with me. Nuts.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.